When the naughty schoolboy awoke early that morning, he found that his usual morning erection felt even more urgent than usual, despite the explosive release the night before. Or perhaps because of that release, and the fantasies leading to it. He crept from the dormitory without waking the other boys, and tiptoed through the silent, early morning school to the room of the schoolmistress. He had no idea what he would do when he got there, but the compulsion to seek her out was overwhelming. So it was that the schoolmistress was awakened from her own feverish dreams by the sound of scratching at her door. Hastily pulling on a thin silk robe to cover her nakedness, she slipped from her warm bed and swiftly crossed the room and opened the door. Even before she opened it, she knew what she'd find, and the sight of the naughty schoolboy kneeling there in his school regulation striped pajamas made her smile inwardly. His face was turned up to her in mute appeal as she hissed at him, "What are you doing here? What is it you want?" The truth was that the boy didn't really know what he wanted, and the sight of the schoolmistress with her hair in disarray, her partially exposed body rosy from sleep, her breasts threatening to spill from the barely closed robe, all caused his tongue to swell in his mouth, rendering him incapable of speech. He merely attempted his most winning smile, which, in the rather strained circumstances, came across as a pathetic grimace. "Get in here, you silly boy, before someone sees you," the schoolmistress hissed at him again. The boy found that his legs had apparently turned to jelly, and so shuffled into the room and across the floor, still on his knees. The schoolmistress stood over the boy, kneeling before her, and asked him again, "What is it you want?" The question was purely rhetorical, of course, since she knew better than he did what he wanted. The poor boy was rendered inarticulate. His eyes were almost exactly level with the point at which the top of her thighs became more interesting, mesmerized by the flashes of cunt exposed to him through the gap in the robe as the schoolmistress moved. The woman allowed her smile to flash too, and, seizing the boy by one ear, dragged him over to a low chair. She sat down, causing the robe to slide open, exposing the full length of her long, slim legs. "Now then, young man, tell me what this is all about." The boy was transfixed by the sight of the mistress's elegant bare legs and feet, and could do no more than form mumbled, incoherent sounds. "Cat got your tongue?" she chuckled evilly. "Well then, since you refuse to explain yourself, you'll have to be punished. Drop those pants and turn yourself over my knee." As if in a dream, the boy obeyed with trembling hands and throbbing cock. As usual, his face flushes with embarrassment as the schoolmistress looks directly at his hard cock. "I see we have the usual problem," she remarks dryly. The boy is almost grateful for the opportunity to hide his face as he tips himself over her lap and gasps aloud at the sensation of his hard cock pressing against the silky smooth flesh of his mistress. He shifts position slightly and his cock slips easily between her thighs, and he's unable to resist sliding his penis spasmodically back and forth. His breathing becomes harder, faster, as the mistress runs her hands over his exposed bottom. Slowly, caressingly. The boy fights to maintain some level of composure and some control over his cock as he feels that first hard smack of the woman's hand on his arse. Again and again she strikes him, watching with great pleasure as his little bum reddens and glows. The boy can control himself no longer. The combination of the pain, the firm thighs pressing his cock, the intimacy of the bare-handed spanking is too much. The hot pain spreads from his buttocks into his hard, already burning cock, culminating in an explosive orgasm between the thighs of the schoolmistress. For a moment, he simply groans ecstatically, basking in the orgasmic glow, not allowing himself to think about the penalty for such lack of control.